Welcome to CoreCast, the podcast from Corrections.com. Keep listening for this week's interview.
This is Michelle Gasso from the Corrections Connection, and we're at the ACA Winter Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. We are at a Staff Safety Issues for Correctional Settings workshop where Nadine Felton, a warden for the New York City Department of Corrections, was one of the presenters. Today we're going to talk a little bit about what can be done to try and promote staff safety on an administrative level. And we want to ask Nadine about some of the things that have worked in the New York City Department of Correction. Nadine, can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that helped improve staff safety from your perspective and your jurisdiction?
Yes, one of the things that have helped us tremendously is when a staff member has been assaulted and it's known that the inmate, in fact, was guilty of that assault while in our custody, we've worked with the courts to make sure that that inmate is prosecuted to the fullest extent. And we found that that has boosted the morale of the staff to know that their work is not in vain and that if someone assaults them, that they will be prosecuted. And in fact, we've had cases where someone has been incarcerated for 6 months and has received additional time because of that assault.
Nadine, what are some of the additional sentences that someone could receive for assaulting an officer?
There are cases where they receive an additional 2 years, 3 years. And in cases where someone has gotten 6 months and they receive an additional 2 years, that's something for the inmate population to think about when they come into our custody.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're here with Patricia Caruso, who's the director of the Michigan Department of Corrections. She also spoke at the staff safety session at the ACA Winter Conference. We wanted to ask her a little bit about how big a problem inmate assault on staff is in corrections and maybe also in Michigan.
Because of the nature of the business we work in and the types of people we work with, I think sometimes people assume that it's just part of the job. And it is important that we as leaders make a statement that one assault on staff is one assault too many. And we need to set a culture where we expect our staff to be safe at work and we expect prisoners to be safe in those environments as well. And when we set a culture where assaults on staff are not acceptable or tolerated, we can then change the environment where they occur.
What are some of the things that maybe you have done or administrators can do to try and promote the kind of response that would be maybe a deterrent to inmates assaulting staff?
I think for leaders in corrections, it's really important to set the tone of your department or your facility, whatever your role is in corrections. And part of setting the tone is to ensure that you are allocating resources properly, that staff get good training, that your supervisors get training so they know how to support their staff and value their staff in their work. And it's not just a matter of having staff feel like all we're looking to do is put paper on them, that we value them. And that's an important part of staff safety. So we set the tone. Be sure your staff get the appropriate support. Be sure staff understand that whether they are a correction officer or they're in a non-custody position, that they are part of contributing to the safety in a facility. Be sure they know that how we conduct ourselves at work has a lot to do with the kind of environment that's created, and that also feeds into safety. Be sure staff know how to use the equipment. Be sure we have the proper equipment. Be sure it's in good working order and that the people responsible for that understand how important it is. One of the things we've been talking a lot about in Michigan is ensuring that staff have appropriate relationships with prisoners. And one of the things I see around the country, because I've talked to a lot of people about this recently, is the danger that occurs when staff cross that line with prisoners. I think sometimes people think it just costs us money because prisoners may sue, and it does cost us money, but I'm more concerned about the lives it's going to cost us and has cost us in this profession because staff cross that line. Oftentimes I see in the world outside of corrections that those kinds of relationships are almost romanticized, and we need to put a stop to that, and that comes from educating staff and supporting our staff so they can ensure that it stops.
You have a story about a particular ending to an incident that actually did go to court. An inmate was prosecuted. That kind of ties into that a little bit about, you know, what staff do with inmates, what staff mm-hmm. say about inmates. I was hoping you could relate that story.
Well, I was talking about creating a culture, and one of the more discouraging things I experienced when I was a warden was we had an assault on a staff person, and the local prosecutor was very supportive and charged the prisoner, ended up going to a jury trial, and it was a good case, it was a good correction officer, and the jury found the prisoner not guilty. And the prosecutor was just appalled at that, and so he went into the jury room to talk to the jurors and ask them how that happened. And the jurors told him that it was a small town, and they live in that town, and they know correction officers, and they hear them in the bars talking about things, and that they decided they didn't believe the correction officer. And the prosecutor came to see me, and he was really appalled, and so was I, because while one of the things we forget is that we carry the role of corrections with us everywhere we go. And sometimes, because these jobs are tough and things happen that are difficult, people, I'm guessing those stories may have been told, and I also believe most of it was probably bravado, to be honest with you. But the outcome of that bravado in a public place was a good correction officer was assaulted, and a prisoner who deserved to get a sentence for that got off scot-free. And that's wrong. And I try and remind all the staff I talk to that it's so important how we carry ourselves with everybody.
It sounds like that's a really good lesson and mm-hmm. a good story of it. It's a teachable moment, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Michelle.
And we are also speaking with Robert Kennedy, who's the Fire and Safety Coordinator for the New York State Department of Correctional Services in New York. And he spoke at the ACA conference about some of the things that you might not expect would have an effect on staff safety. Some of those things had to do with fire safety, which he knows a lot about. Robert, can you tell us a little bit about what, about your perspective on fire safety? What can facilities do to improve things the way they look, the way they feel in a facility?
Yes, good policies, you know, you need to have good policies that are in compliance with your local jurisdictions, fire codes, OSHA regulations, laying out what people need to do in the event of emergency, which will help staff in the event of emergency, you know how to respond appropriately. Having good inventory control, make sure you have the right equipment and it's there when it needs to be used.
What are some of the things, I think at the session you mentioned a particular key having a notch on it, so you knew if like you lost the lights, you know, you'd know what the right key was. Can you tell that story again?
Yes. Well, ACA standards have a requirement that emergency keys, in order to get you out of an area, are notched in the event of emergency, loss of power. So if you had a fire, you could reach down and grab the key ring and find your way out of that area.
And I can imagine that if it was in the case of maybe some sort of disturbance or something, that would also help.
Oh, absolutely. All the procedures and what we focus on in training today is, you know, having good written procedures and training your staff on the procedures in the event of emergency will help, you know, staff respond appropriately when you have a fire or an incident at a facility.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for downloading CoreCast, the podcast from corrections.com.